Who am I? What is my purpose? Do I see? Do I feel? Do I love? Is destiny within my control? Or has my path been set before me? What is purpose? Is it only what we do? Is it only what we feel? Is it only for ourselves? Or is it to bridge the gap between our fellow man? To put ourselves aside, if only but for a moment. Do you live with this purpose? To seek only yourself? Do you live with boldness? Do you live with courage? Or is courage merely a mirage lying hidden from the world around you? Are you like a child, trapped in fear and confusion, waiting for someone to rescue you, as you impatiently sit in shame? Time is running out. I choose to stand. I choose to rise above. I choose to live forward. I choose to put behind my childish ways. I will no longer live in fear. I will no longer live in doubt. I will fight, and fight more, until the battle is won. I will shed blood for the good that is greater. I will be the best, even if I must die. These times call for reflection. These times call for response. No longer must you sit, but now you may stand. Is this what you wanted? Is it what you needed? Or did you simply come here to hear me talk about basketball? It was just about basketball. It wasn't about the other stuff, like nothing else, just basketball. Okay. Yeah, sure. Sorry. Yes, we will talk about basketball now. I'm sorry. Welcome, folks, to the Basketball Podcast. We're glad you're tuning in. It's been a little while. I don't think anything has really happened since my last podcast that's worth talking What? I just turned my computer back on for the first time in 3 months, and I'm getting some Twitter notifications. Looks like Kobe Bryant has passed away, and it also looks like the NBA has been suspended. So I guess we do have some good topics to talk about today. Maybe that wasn't in good taste, to make a joke about Kobe's death, or about the fact that the NBA is suspended. Oh well, life goes on, we think. We'll see with the coronavirus. That's what we're talking today, folks. We're talking the NBA suspended season. But before we get into that, we have to do our Kobe tribute. I want to start this podcast with a quick reflection on Kobe Bryant. I haven't done one yet. Obviously, Kobe has tragically passed away in February, or even in, it might have been January. I don't remember the exact date, but it's been at least a month. Very unexpected, very tragic. My heart immediately sank when I heard about it, knowing when the news broke that he had passed, as well as his daughter. My heart sank for his wife and for his other two daughters. Such a tragedy, especially for those young girls. As a father, it just breaks my heart knowing that they won't be able to grow up with their father. It's such a tragedy. Truthfully, as an NBA fan, Kobe Bryant, from my standpoint, Kobe Bryant was one of my least favorite players, if not my least favorite player. And it's partially because he was on the Lakers, and I'm a small market Indiana Pacers fan. So I don't particularly root for the big market teams, and I don't particularly root for the superstars on those teams. But more importantly, the reason why I didn't like Kobe Bryant is because he absolutely put it to my Indiana Pacers in the 2000 finals. He even stole a game from them that they were supposed to win and basically sealed that finals for the Lakers. And a lead in that finals that we just couldn't come back from. He also, as I was growing up, he had the legal issues that he got into with a accusation of rape. And I don't think it's something, I don't think that you can bring up Kobe Bryant's legacy without mentioning that. And the reason I say it is because Kobe Bryant's legacy is not that. And that's why you have to bring it up, because he transformed himself. He transformed his heart. He transformed his actions. He transformed his appearance from that debacle, from that crime, from the accusations in 2004. In 2020, when he passed away, 16 years later, he's remembered as a Hall of Fame basketball player, but more importantly, a lot of the personalities in the media that knew him well remembered him and reflected on his life in a way, or in remembrance of what a good father he was and what a good husband he was. For as many people to have said that about him that were close to him, I have to truly believe that Kobe Bryant did indeed change his heart, change his path from the terrible thing that he was accused of doing. And I continue to say accused of because technically the case was dropped. I don't want to get into the semantics of that, but he was never charged for the actual criminal case. There was a civil lawsuit that was settled, but civil lawsuits are basically paying out money. So that's why I think it's important to mention that, because Kobe Bryant at one point was seen as this type of bad person doing this bad thing, and he transformed his heart, transformed his life, and passed away with a legacy of being a tremendous husband and a tremendous father. That's the type of legacy that I certainly respect, especially knowing for someone to have their personal issues, their personal conflicts so publicly available, or seen so publicly, I should say, covered so publicly and broadcasted so publicly, for him to change himself in a way where he was remembered in such a wonderful light is very commendable. And when I think of Mamba mentality, I think of it in that perspective. I don't just think about it in the killer instinct that he had and the killer pursuit that he had as a basketball player. I think about it in the way that he lived his life after those court cases and after those accusations and after his civil lawsuit that it was settled. I've certainly come to respect Kobe Bryant. It's a tragic loss for the NBA. I love that they renamed, or that they officially named, the All-Star MVP trophy after him, because he's one of the best All-Stars to have ever played the game, if not the best All-Star to have ever played the game. I just wanted to reflect on his life because it's overdue, and I felt like he deserves to continue to be reflected on and for his life to continue to be reflected on. So, Kobe, we miss you. Rest in peace. In case you haven't heard, the NBA has suspended all operations indefinitely, specifically their regular season, due to a particular virus that has swept the world and is now considered a pandemic by the World Health Organization. I don't want to spend too much time reflecting on the virus in particular, but I do have a short story that I want to share. As a father and a husband, I have been preparing for this for the last week by stocking up on essential home goods and essential items, knowing that at some point, everyone else in the world is going to panic and say, I've got to have a bunch of all of this stuff too. So I went ahead and refreshed my doomsday supply of diapers and baby formula and canned goods, toilet paper, which apparently is going to be a commodity. It'll be currency in the apocalypse because every other person on earth is buying toilet paper right now. How many people have not been wiping their bottoms? Like, the amount of toilet paper that is going, it just baffles me. I've been going to the store stocking up on these items, and the one thing that you can't find at any store is hand sanitizer. Because, of course, as soon as it came out that there's a new virus and you need to be sanitizing, everyone went and bought hand sanitizer. But what's baffling to me and what's surprising to me is that at every store that I go to, there's zero hand sanitizer in stock anywhere. There's none anywhere. But in the shelf directly below the hand sanitizer at every single store I've been to, there are bottles, surpluses of antibacterial hand soap in bulk. Do people not understand how this works? Do people not understand how antibacterial hand soap works? I bought 3 gallons of antibacterial hand soap because I said this will last me the rest of the year. And people are out there buying $10 jugs of hand sanitizer when there's $3 jugs of antibacterial hand soap directly below it. Folks, just hear me. This is the only thing I'm going to say about this. Buy the antibacterial hand soap because it does the exact same thing. It has the exact same antibacterial fighting chemicals in it as hand sanitizer. It's the same stuff. It's just in a soap form where it's activated by water. That's it. So, goodness gracious, folks. I'm not condemning any of my loyal listeners. Obviously, you all are very well aware of that. I'm just sharing a story. Everyone's buying hand sanitizer and completely neglecting hand soap that has the same stuff in it. Buy the antibacterial hand soap. You can thank me later. I respect the decision of the NBA to suspend their season. That's a tough thing to decide because obviously they're going to lose millions of dollars. They are doing it out of precaution. They're not doing it out of necessity. I respect that. The challenge is that regular old Americans that hear the news that the NBA has suspended its season react with panic rather than out of precaution. They react with panic rather than precaution. Large organizations like this that are shutting down are shutting down out of precaution, just not knowing exactly how quickly and how well this type of virus can spread, even though it's a strain of other viruses that are already well known that we know how to combat the spread of. My fear is that the NBA at some point stops acting out of precaution and begins to act in formation with other organizations that are just fearful. I think there's a lot of companies, I think there's a lot of corporations that are just afraid right now and acting out of fear. and then it creates fear. It creates fear for consumers, for regular people, because everyone else is panicking. It seems like people are panicking. It seems like organizations are panicking. It's a pandemic right now because of the reaction of some of these large organizations, which, again, they're acting out of precaution. They're trying to do what they feel is best, and it just raises the fear level. I still respect the decision of the NBA to suspend their season, but I certainly hope that they're proactive in evaluating the situation and being proactive in being one of the organizations to restore their season back, to help build confidence for folks to say, we don't believe this is going to be as bad as what we originally thought. Hopefully they're continuing to proactively monitor that and to be bold with that decision. I think there's a couple of losers for this decision. Obviously the fans are losers because, well, now we don't get the NBA. I also think LeBron James is a loser because I really think LeBron had the best shot of winning the finals MVP this year. And I really think that LeBron could have secured the regular season MVP as well. I think the conversation started to shift a little bit when the Lakers beat the Bucks, and it doesn't help that Giannis sprained his knee or his MCL and he was going to be out for a couple of games. I think LeBron could have got his fourth ring. Could have got another finals MVP. Could have got another regular season MVP. And it would have been incredibly impressive because he was having such a tremendous season. This season now will never, ever be remembered the same, because it will always be remembered as the coronavirus season. I think the winners in this situation are the Philadelphia 76ers. Because they stunk and they were going to continue to stink. Maybe they're also losers, though, because now it just delays the inevitable of, you guys need to fire Elton Brand and you need to blow this thing up. You made some dumb decisions in the last 3 years. Finally, I think the other winner is every coach in the NBA that was about to get fired at the end of the season. And there were a lot. I'm pretty sure Jim Boylan was going to be gone. Actually, all I know about Jim Boylan is that John Paxson loves him, and he'll never fire him. The Bulls are a train wreck right now, but every coach in the NBA that was about to get fired at the end of the season, they're no longer going to be fired because, well, there is no end of the season. We don't know when the season ends, and also it was such a shortened season that you got to give them another run at it. So those guys just secured one additional year on their contract. Congratulations, all of the underperforming coaches in the NBA. You just got an extension. My final thoughts on this: I'm going to miss the NBA. I hope it comes back soon. And I hope everyone that's listening to this, I hope you don't panic. Don't panic about this virus. Be smart. Wash your hands. Use toilet paper. How many people weren't using toilet paper before? How many people have gone out and bought toilet paper for the first time? My goodness. And finally, most importantly, antibacterial soap does the same thing as hand sanitizer. That's it for this episode of the Basketball Podcast. Thank you for listening. For those of you that are in affected areas of the COVID-19 virus, stay safe. Use antibacterial hand soap like a regular normal person would. And for goodness sakes, use toilet paper. How many of you have not been using toilet paper? We'll see you on the next episode of the Basketball Podcast. Thanks for listening.